Mr. President, Excellencies, representatives of development partners, invited guests, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. President, allow me to congratulate you on your election as the President of this World Health Assembly. I am honored to be delivering this speech at this historic 68th World Health Assembly meeting at the dusk of the MDGs and dawn of the SDG period. We are all witnesses that the MDG has helped countries and development partners focus on priority health outcomes. Through this approach, many countries, including Ethiopia, have achieved a lot in terms of improving maternal and child health and control of major communicable diseases and nutritional disorders. Despite the progress made in many countries, the Millennium Development Goals are still unfinished agendas. The Sustainable Development Goal charts universal health coverage as leading agenda in the post-2015 targets. We agree this would be an approach that reduces inequitable access and addresses the full range of health issues with full spectrum of health services. It is also a powerful driver for maternal and child health, control of communicable and non-communicable diseases all over the world. Ethiopia has done a lot to improve access to essential services with the introduction of the Health Extension Program in 2003, a homegrown, innovative, community-based strategy to deliver disease prevention, health promotion, and selected high-impact curative interventions at community level, and expansion of the primary health care unit network across the entire country. The Health Extension Program has resulted in active community participation in the creation of awareness, behavioral change, and community organization and mobilization. It has also significantly improved the utilization of health services by bridging the gap between the community and health facilities through the health extension workers. Through the Health Extension Program, rural and hard-to-reach communities have been able to access essential health services provided at village and household level. The Health Extension Program has also served as a vehicle for bringing key maternal, neonatal, and child health interventions closer to the community. The Health Extension Program is supported with a network of primary health centers and rural hospitals, ensuring the continuum of care for the population. Going forward, we will be embarking on a health transformation plan for the coming years that embraces equity and quality at its heart. This is a time to see performance beyond coverage and access. These are important, but service coverage should be viewed from vintage and lens of equity and quality. Disparities between geographic areas, among different income quintiles, gender, and so on are sources of major concern in my country. Universal health coverage without addressing these disparities is impossible. Availability and accessibility to services is one thing. Addressing the issue of quality is another. So when we talk about UHC, we have to make sure that we address these very issues. In conclusion, the post-MDG period, we need to ensure that countries define universal health coverage in their context. Countries should design their set of essential health service packages that could be provided to all their citizens without any financial risks. Country ownership in line with the IHP principles has to be central to ensuring universal health coverage. And countries should mobilize more resources, allocate domestic resources as principal source to finance health. And the global development community needs to support multilateral mechanisms such as Gavi and the Global Fund to Fight TB and Malaria as means of financing sustainable development goals as well. Now is the most crucial time ever to give the utmost emphasis on building strong and resilient health systems. The Ebola virus disease outbreak in West Africa is a painful lesson to all of us that we should have focused much on health systems. A strong and resilient health system is a platform for every health program and provision of services, including outbreaks and the ever-rising NCDs. At this point, I would like to point out that Ethiopia is concerned very much with the growing serious public health and economic threat by antimicrobial resistance and remains dedicated to endorsing the Global Action Plan on AMR. Emphasis should be paid on South-South cooperation. To this end, Ethiopia is ready to share its experience of primary health care, particularly the flagship health extension program, in a structured way by establishing an international institute for primary health care in Ethiopia. It will be open for countries who would like to replicate the Ethiopian experience on PHC by contextualizing to their situation. In conclusion, Ethiopia would like to reiterate that it would stand firm to the targets of sustainable development goals and collaborate with member states and wide range of development partners to smoothen the path towards UHC. See you all in July for the Financing for Development Conference in Addis Ababa, the diplomatic capital of Africa. Thank you very much.